to Tango Mobile?
Well, just about the same time as we did. We just left the fruit market, headed down Wayne Hampton.
I just waited on the mailman for some mail that the mail service said I was getting today, but he didn't have anything for me, so maybe it'll show up tomorrow. And now I'm on my way to Wally World, and then from there to Duncan, and various and sundry places in Duncan, and lunch and all that stuff included. So anyway, well, did you buy out the market there? Leave anything for anybody else?
Well, Murray's got some used peaches, and I got a cantaloupe, and I bought some of those Rainier cherries. I'll probably regret that, because I'll probably have them at Aldi's for about half the price. That's all right. Those are nice folks there. And what insurance are you going down to pay? We just paid car insurance and truck insurance, and oh, my God. It's unbelievable. It didn't jump quite as much as it did last year. And there goes a guy in an electric wheelchair on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Oh, Jesus. And he's in the shade. You can't really see him. Feel sorry for those folks.
Well, there was a guy yesterday afternoon over on 290 where Reeville Road crosses it, and he was going across that road in one of those chairs. So, unfortunately, they have to be that, but those things trying to cross the road like that are dangerous because for two reasons. Number one, they don't have the speed to get across in traffic, and two, there are enough idiots out there who don't watch for these guys like they don't watch for motorcyclists. So, you know, it's one of those things that happens, and not a good thing, you know.
Well, thank God for what law enforcement we have, but you don't see them much around here, but they're supposed to be out on this 100 worst days of the summer, and they're really supposed to be nailing them out on the interstates, but I don't know how you're going to stop that. It's just crazy. Oh, shoot, Rusty. Well, he had no reflective vest on, which you can buy for like $2 at places for deer hunting. The cheapest ones used to be that. And he didn't have that tall orange flag on it. And that makes him a lot more visible. Once in a while, I have to use one of those over at Costco, and when my foot gets to where I can't walk on it very far, and I always get the one with a flag on it, even in there. These people come whizzing around the corners, and they need traffic signals in there.
Up there, I sometimes think about that at Sam's when I go there and everything, so. Well, according to my thermometer on the car, it's gotten up to 93. And at one point yesterday afternoon on my way to my rehearsal site, after I left the Chick-fil-A where I picked up my shake yesterday afternoon on the way to rehearsal, my thermometer in the car hit 101 degrees yesterday afternoon. That's hot, Tom.
I saw 100 on the weather station out in the sun, and it said that let me turn this radio down here. And it said the feels like temperature was 107. Hope the good Lord and Mother Nature get together and follow through with these forecasts the rest of the week, and maybe we'll get some relief.
I was going by a place where the highway department was doing some work about trimming limbs on the side of a road over here and on one of the state roads. So, them and a postman over here, and everybody with flashing lights and everything else, and trying to avoid them and not get run over by somebody else who isn't paying attention and is going too fast. But that's what we deal with out here. And off. But yeah, I saw it hit up to 101 yesterday afternoon. I thought, you know, couldn't stand. I'm glad I was in the air-conditioned car, but even then it was still, the car was having to work hard to get the temperature down, and I didn't have it set that low. I just had it supposedly comfortable, and that still makes the car work harder. but I never saw my heat, my temperature gauge go above where it normally runs, so that's a good thing and all, but, oh, so now I'm on my way to Wally World. Got to pick up a few items there before I head up to Duncan's.
Almost oldies. Yeah, I don't see much difference in whether the air conditioner's on or off. We come back from Cherokee the other day, and I got 31 miles a gallon, I think it was. And in this kind of weather, you just don't have any choice. You need that air conditioning.
You got that right. And so, you know, you run with it, particularly when you get to be our age and our health conditions and things like that. Yeah. You run with it because you don't want to die out there in that heat. So, anyway, but, I got a truck up here that says American Leak Detection, the original leak specialist, waterline leaks, repairs, pools, and spas. Must be an interesting business if they're detecting leaks.
Yeah. We used to have a leak detector for refrigeration. I forget what they called it. A halide leak detector, I think. And you take this bottle of gas, and it had a hose on it, and you'd run it around. And if the flame changed colors, well, you had a leak. But I don't think it was that effective. Now they put in ultraviolet solution into your refrigerant, and then they can see it with their glasses on. When it leaks, it's purple. Yeah, that's really a lot better way of doing it. Anyways, they call it a dye. Talk to you later, Rusty. We just arrived. I'm going to go in with Bernice and give the employees a bad time, and as they do me. Take care. W2T and 0TR 73.
That worked out just fine because I just pulled in here at Walmart and pulling up the line here and go find me a place to park. Talk to you later. N0TR W2T 73.